Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. My name is Taylor Woods. I'm calling from Truist Bank in Okeechobee. I have a mutual client here with me. She had a charge on her credit card that she has questions in regards to, and then she also may be wanting to cancel the service. I do have her here with me, though, so I can pass the phone over, but I just wanted to give you a brief, just a little bit of info on what we're looking to do, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Is she on the phone now?
I have to pass it to her. I'm not in an enclosed office, so I couldn't have it on speaker, but I'm going to pass it over to her now.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Mercedes. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
34974.
Yes, I mean, thank you for the information. And your first and last name, please?
Deborah Duncan, Duncan.
And Deborah is Debor.
A-H.
A-H. Okay, yes, so I'm looking for your name now. Yes, ma'am, and what date was you charged?
This one is for February 3rd when I got my bank statement.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Could it possibly be under your husband's name?
No, don't have one. Well, on the statement it says February 2nd, and it's for $49.89.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Try to search your name again because nothing. Okay, yes, ma'am. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
1517 Southwest 7th Avenue, Okeechobee, Florida. 34974.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I do see what it started on January 31st, and a survey came to your phone and said that you want a free gift of an iPad. Yes, ma'am. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. And yes, ma'am, that's what that charge of the $49.89 was. But I do see that you called in on February 9th, and you spoke with the agent, and they offered you a 50% refund, and you accepted. And they refunded $24.94 on February 9th. So it should have had returned within the next 3 to 5 business days.
February 9th, I'll have to go home and look at the paperwork and see.
Yes, ma'am. Instead of the full $49.89, they offered you, due to the terms and the conditions, they issued a 50% refund, and they said that you accepted it, and they refunded $24.94. That should have been returned within 3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How would they do that? Check in the mail or?
It would have fell back onto the card.
On the ending credit card.
In, yes, ma'am. 1207.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But while your bank teller's there, we can ask her, did you ever receive the $24.94? And see, if not, we can see what's going on. Because I do see that it was back in February when this was taken care of for you.
Okay, and that was supposed to be February 9th?
February 9th, yes, ma'am. But it would have returned within 3 to 5 business days of that day.
3 to 5 days after that. So
yes, ma'am.
3 to 5 days. Okay, I'll pass you the phone. I'll tell her this part.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
You said February 12th?
February 9th, she called in and had it canceled, and she spoke with the agent. They offered her a 50% refund, and it says that it was accepted, and $24.94 should have been returned 3 to 5 business days after February 9th.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, let me take a look really quick. Hold on.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem. Because I did see what I thought was on one of these. Hold on. You said $24.94, right?
Yes, ma'am.
$24.94. Maybe that's what that one was over here.
Since I'm a third-party customer support agent, I wouldn't know the name that they put on the statement. But
yeah, you're fine.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It should have came 3 to 5 business days after.
Yep, I see it. You're good to go.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.